Amazon fires, big business is destroying the environment. Karen Cima, Mansfield Socialist Party. The Amazon rainforest in Brazil is battling massive forest fires. They are so extensive they can be seen from space. It has been called the beating heart of the earth and the lungs of the earth. The Amazon emits more than 20% of the world's oxygen. Worldwide, trees absorb 2.4 billion tons of carbon dioxide each year. The massive Amazon absorbs a quarter of that total. According to the Brazilian government's own satellite data, the number of fires so far this year has topped 74,000, up 84% from the same period last year, and the highest since 2013. In July, 2,253 square kilometers of rainforest were destroyed. This is a massive increase from 597 square kilometers in July 2018. The fires have been burning for around a month. The dry season means they've spread much faster than normal, made worse by the policies of Brazil's far-right president Jair Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro has promised to exploit the Amazon. During the presidential election he said, not one centimeter will be demarcated for indigenous reserves. Big business feels comfortable destroying the rainforest, because there are few sanctions in place to protect it. Bolsonaro has cut $23 million from Brazil's Environment Enforcement Agency. Yad Vindamalhi, an ecosystem professor at Oxford University, says it's been gutted by 95%. This year, fines for environmental violations have dropped by a third compared to the same period in 2018. An area of the rainforest, the size of a football pitch, is lost every minute through the destruction. Brazil's ironically named environment minister, Richard Salles, was a pro-big business lawyer before he joined the Brazilian government. Described by The Guardian as a gopher for agribusiness, Salles has insisted the only way to solve the problem of deforestation is for the private sector to bring in development. Bolsonaro has his own ideas on how to help the environment. In one interview he told a reporter to poo every other day. This president cares more about publicizing himself than he does about the environmental health of the world. And now, he is threatening to impose austerity measures on the Brazilian people, to pay for putting out the fires. It will take decades to regenerate these forests, but only if action is taken now. The importance of these forests cannot be emphasized enough. Some areas being destroyed by this fire are indigenous habitats. 68 fires have been registered in indigenous territories and conservation areas. An indigenous rights campaigner said, "It's hard to overstate the importance of these forests for indigenous peoples. They depend on them for food, medicines, clothing and a sense of identity and belonging." Hundreds of indigenous women occupied Brazil's health ministry on the 12th of August against cuts to specialized healthcare for their communities. Bolsonaro has ordered the armed forces to help fight the fires, using helicopters and planes to drop water. Bolsonaro's retreat, at least in words, is partly due to domestic pressure, not least the public outcry over the adverse effect of smoke on people's health in Brazil's cities. Some capitalist governments have attempted to exert pressure on Brazil. Pro-rich French President Emmanuel Macron has declared that, because Bolsonaro lied at the G20 Osaka summit, his failure to promise to maintain biodiversity and now the forest fires, that France would not ratify the large Mercosur trade deal with South American nations. While Boris Johnson and Germany's Angela Merkel have said Bolsonaro's domestic policies shouldn't affect trade relations. But Macron is no man of the people for opposing a deal that will allow more Brazilian beef imported into the EU. Land clearance for cattle ranching is one of the main causes of illegal fires in the Amazon. His opposition to Mercosur predates the recent Amazon fires and is based on its negative impact on French agricultural interests. The EU and other capitalist powers criticizing Brazil on the environment have terrible track records on this issue. For example, the EU allows the dumping of untreated human sewage into our rivers. While the EU's Water Framework Directive sets a target for all rivers to be good by 2027, exceptions are allowed if the cost of doing so is considered to be too high. When the governments of Germany and Norway suspended donations to the Brazilian government's fund to protect the Amazon, Bolsonaro was able to point to deforestation in Germany and whaling in Norway. Bolsonaro used a televised address to declare that forest fires exist in the whole world and cannot serve as a pretext for possible international sanctions. Bolsonaro cares so much about this issue, he's enjoyed routines by right-wing stand-up comedians while the Amazon fires rage. Globally, the extent of the fires has only recently become clear. They weren't even reported widely in Brazil. The coverage only came to light because of the #PRAYFORAMAZONAS and #PRAYFORAMAZONIA hashtags. Yet again, disaster capitalism brings out the profit vultures. Tech giant Amazon cut the price of their Amazon Fire tablet during the crisis. They've been criticized for exploiting Google searches of Amazon Fire as people try to discover what is happening in Brazil. Bolsonaro and the capitalist class are only interested in furthering their own national interests and personal profits. They see climate change as an issue that gets in the way, something to be played down and ignored, or profited from. Trade unions and other social movements must mobilize against Bolsonaro's policies. We need to build a united front of all working class organizations to resist Bolsonaro's neoliberal agenda. Worldwide, since 1988, just 100 companies have been responsible for over 70% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. The energy and corporate giants that pollute and destroy must be nationalized, run by the working class, in the interests of workers and the environment, not for big shareholders or to maximize profit. Protecting the environment requires international cooperation, which can only be possible on a socialist basis, eliminating the profit motive, and introducing democratic working class control and management of the economy. A socialist world will ensure that the environment is protected for generations to come, not exploited for the short-term gain of the rich.